You want me to introduce the story of this a little?
Sure.
Or do you know?
The one-minute version of this sutta, Bahiya was a teacher of the Buddha's time, and clearly, probably someone quite mature in his own realization, he sought out the Buddha for his teachings, and as the story goes, he asked the Buddha to give him his teaching, and the Buddha said, "Not now, Bahiya." And Bahiya asked a second time, the Buddha said, "You know, not now, Bahiya." And then Bahiya asked a third time, "Please, noble sir, may I have your teachings?" And traditionally, if you're asked three times, you're supposed to deliver the goods. And then the Buddha then said this very, very pith teaching to Bahiya. "Okay, you want my teaching, Bahiya?" You know, for me, it's like high drama. "You want to know the truth? Okay, here's the truth. You know, you should train yourself thus."
And then that's the... In reference to the scene, there will be only the scene. To the heard, only the heard. To the sensed, only the sensed. To the cognized, only the cognized. When for you there will be only the seen in reference to the seen, only the heard in the heard, only the sensed in the sensed, only the cognized in the cognized, then, Bahiya, there's no you in that. And when there's no you in that, there's no you there. When there's no you there, you are neither here, nor yonder, nor between the two. This, just this, is the end of all suffering. Two 2,000 pages of the Majjhima Nikaya later, it's still probably the most cogent pulse piece. Now, I want to take you back just about half hour to what Rick talked about in terms of allopathic and egocentric, and the visual processing. In reference to the seen, there will be only the seen. Okay? Something coming from the outside, it's only the seen. It's only what's up there. And so what I'd like, in reference only into the heard, only the heard. So what I'd like you to do, I think for our closing meditation, is that we will see if we can get to, in the heard, will only be the heard. There will be no labeling. There will be no shift from the percept alerting you to the orienting, naming story. And we'll do this by coming into the breath. And actually, the piece that I want to say, I've said it several times to several people. What I want you to try to pay attention to in sound space, is the point in the, it's what's called the wheel of dependent origination, where contact, a stimulus happens, causes feeling, some kind of sense about whether what that contact is, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and then it's followed by craving. So contact, feeling, craving. Because if you can break between feeling and craving, you've broken the wheel. And to the extent that you've broken the wheel, you are closer to attaining enlightenment. So this is the gradual path, working with that wheel of dependent origination again and again and again. So take up your seat. In a way that you can be comfortable and quiet. And you can bring the teachings that you have experienced or been taught today and that you brought with you when you came to allow yourself to be focused and centered and aware and at peace. Bring your attention to your breath. As a way of stabilizing you and centering you in this peace. Let your breath be even. Half on the inhale, half on the exhale. Following each breath as a unified, whole, completely original breath. In the silence of the breathing, become aware of sounds. Sounds internal. Sounds external. Notice how rapidly you locate sound. To the left, to the right, in front, behind, within, close, far away. Watch how you name sounds. Cough, chair, gurgling stomach, Rick's voice, projector. Notice the silence between the sounds. the sound arises, exists, and vanishes. Notice what part of the sound stays with you after it's gone. It's not in the ear. It's not in the part of the brain that oriented to the sound. Notice how that part that remains appears to be the name you gave to the sound. And notice you gave it a name. What if it had no name? Just vibration. Just air energy. Nothing to do with it. No story to tell. Let some compassion arise for that which wishes to name everything. For all the work that has to happen. Let it rest for a while. And just be there, lovingly in the silence and the sound. No preference. And now let your auditory space expand. Sounds from outside the room. Also arising, passing away. All of those sounds coming from silence and returning to silence. Perhaps very faintly, you can hear the sounds of people elsewhere on the planet. Other organisms sharing this planet with us. Birds in the air, whales in the depth of the sea. And the vibrational energy that is sound can be heard in the vibrations of the planets themselves. And the stars and the gas and the galaxies out to the end of the universe. And here in your ear is the music of the spheres, always there. Always underneath. And holding all those vibrations and compassion and love, gradually bring yourself back. To this human, this person. Sitting on the zafu, or in the chair, or lying on the floor. Just with sound. And letting go of sound for the last thing for today. Would like you to bring yourself to a sense of compassion for yourself and other beings. To have yourself have your personhood in a lovely, protective, energetic bubble so that we'll not be threatened or become reactive as you go home and drive down the road and enter back into our civilization and culture. May you be able to take whatever we have all learned together today with you, and may it flower. And then may it help you on your path. Safe journey tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.